Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 17th of March, 2024. The Bible reading today is Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 to 17, and verses 27 to 29. The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders, who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Make them come to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you, so that you will not have to carry it alone." A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' assistant since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." Today's article titled "Kingdom-Minded Leadership" was written by Sochil Dixon. When I joined a group of Christian children's book authors who prayed for one another and helped spread the word about each other's books, some people said we were foolish for working with competitors. But our group was committed to kingdom-minded leadership and promoting community, not competition. We shared the same goal, spreading the gospel. We served the same King, Jesus. Together, we are reaching more people with our witness for Christ. When God asked Moses to choose 70 elders with leadership experience, he said, "I will take some of the power of the Spirit that is on you and put it on them. They will share the burden of the people with you, so that you will not have to carry it alone." Later, Joshua saw two of the elders prophesying and told Moses to stop them. Moses said, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." Anytime we focus on competition or comparisons that hinder us from working with others, the Holy Spirit can empower us to shrug off that temptation. When we ask God to nurture kingdom-minded leadership in us, he spreads the gospel around the world and can even lighten our loads as we serve him together. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, please make me a kingdom-minded leader, committed to working together to reach more people with the life-saving message of the gospel. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lucy, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.